If you've been reading or watching free content but aren't improving your skills or confidence on the trails as fast as you'd like, it might not be helping because, one, there's so much content. If you have a busy life where you're working 40 plus hours, you have at least one kid, or the trails are 2+ hours away, do you really want to spend hours and hours and days trying to research and put together all of the proper techniques of trail riding, hoping that you didn't miss anything? If you're trying to get more seat time, but you feel like your skills and confidence and speed are progressing slowly compared to others that you're riding with, then you've probably fallen victim to being a self-taught rider, where you just read and watch all the free content on your own and try and figure it out. Don't worry, it's not your fault, because no one knows everything right from the beginning. And if you don't have the right person guiding you along the way, you're bound to make mistakes. Reason number two why free content might not be the best way is you're trying to search for your specific problem, but you're getting different answers. For example, if you're riding on a sandy trail, it's hard to know what is the right technique versus the wrong technique, because many people will say, get over the rear and gas it so that your front end doesn't dig in and wash out, because you're keeping the front tire light on the sand. But this is not proper technique, because it'll keep your front end too light, and this is what gives it that wishy-washy feeling that makes it feel like the front end has a mind of its own. It goes kind of wherever it wants to. Reason number three is there's some really good riders that are coaches, but they might not be the right coach for you. For example, I recently had an older guy, I believe in his late 50s, who signed up for my virtual dirt biker school, and he had been watching some videos from Rick Larson and Chris Birch. And these guys are amazing riders, way better than I'll ever be. But trying to implement even the most basic techniques on the trails was difficult and hard to grasp for him. That's why you need someone that can completely understand your specific problem and properly communicate it to you so that you can go out and practice and fix these mistakes, or just use the proper techniques without taking years or even months to learn. Reason number four why free content might not be best is you're not getting personalized help for you. For example, if you're looking for motocross tips or advanced techniques for like hard enduro, this isn't the right channel, because even though a lot of the basic techniques translate, I focus more on trail riding, single track, if you're struggling with your confidence, even on basic trails, or if you're just starting out. If you're struggling with stalling or falling or crashing or getting exhausted quickly while on the trails and not sure if you're doing things right or wrong, this is a huge sign that you haven't mastered the basic techniques, which is what I focus on in my virtual dirt biker school, because they're much easier and safer to learn, and they make the most difference when it comes to actually having more confidence on the trails. Now, here's why paying for a proven program can be the better way for you. One, you get only the information that you need. You can probably find all the techniques that you need with free content if you search long enough. But if you're like me and time equals money, then why not save hours and days and weeks of trying to research and paying for some content that's already condensed, that is proven to work for beginners and novice trail riders? It's kind of like Spark Notes. Instead of reading a whole novel, why don't you just get the important stuff and focus on that and still understand the whole book? Reason number two why paid content can help you more is it's a step-by-step process. Even if you can gather all the free content that you need, it's not in an organized step-by-step path to follow. It would be like trying to watch a great movie, but with the scenes and chapters all in a random order with bonus content thrown in there, with you trying to figure out the order of the story. Reason three why paid content might be better is you get a personalized path. Now, if you're watching YouTube videos, you're probably not going to get one-on-one coaching to focus on your specific situation. But that's exactly what I offer in my virtual dirt biker school, where you can email me, talk to me on video, ask me questions, send me videos where we can narrow down what you're doing and what you can do to improve. Reason number four is you get lifetime access. So even if you're going on vacation, you're remodeling your house, or just don't have time for a few months, you get lifetime access to a program like the Virtual Dirt Biker School, where you can watch it whenever you want, wherever you want, and as many times as you want, even a few years from now, as long as you have internet access on your phone or computer or tablet. Reason number five why paid content can be better is you can also teach your spouse or your kid or grandkids to safely ride with you. So after you're done stalling and falling and crashing, you can teach them how to quickly build their confidence because you've already done the same thing, or they can do it right alongside you. If this sounds interesting to you, then you should grab my Master Your Confidence Trail Riding Handbook. You can get that at motocrosshideout.com/confidence, where you'll learn the five common mistakes that are killing your confidence. Or if you just want to learn when my Virtual Dirt Biker School goes on sale again, you can sign up and get that free PDF guide at motocrosshideout.com/confidence. The link is also in the description.